feelings for you, or if this is going to be a long-term relationship. I know you are, and there's variables in there that you're questioning. Action speaks louder than words, sweetheart. Can I ask you a question? And we're going to ask you a couple questions, because I'm picking up on him, but I need to pick up on you. Asking you a couple questions. How many times have you asked him if he's happy? I need more specifics. You walked up to him and said, "Dear, are you happy?" Right. You know, do you realize he's not happy? You realize he's not happy, right? Okay, you do realize that. You realize that you have two opportunities to get him back. After those two opportunities, you'll never get him back. So when I say get him back, I mean permanent, in love, I love you situation. Now, first of all, a woman does the I love you, but I'm not in love with you, or I love you and I am in love with you. But a male, what encompasses a male is the whole, when he loves you, he's in love with you. So men are based on logic, women are based on emotion. Since women are based on emotions, a lot of time they try to project, see if you follow me, they try to project female emotions onto a male. You ever do that? And that's what you're doing right now. You're projecting female emotions upon him. You're asking me, does he love you? He does love you, but he also loves other things too, like dinner, food, that kind of thing. He loves that, but as far as being in love with you right now, at this point in time, he's not. He's not in love with you. Not in the way you see it. And what's going to happen, and I'm pretty good at this, what's going to happen is there have to be some changes in your relationship if you want something long term. Do you understand what I mean by that? He's just not happy. He's not 100% happy. And a man is not like a woman. A woman, and I admire you, ladies, because you're fantastic. Things go wrong in a relationship, and what will happen is you guys will say, "Hey, you know, let's sit down and fix that." A man is like going to Burger King, finding out Burger King is closed, and he said, "I'm just going to McDonald's to get a hamburger. I don't care." And that's kind of what men do. Men don't necessarily want to sit down and settle or the problem or fix the problem. They'd rather just go to a different restaurant. That's the problem. That's a lot of times why men cheat. Men cheat for several reasons. They cheat because they can, but they also cheat because they don't want to work on something sometimes. And a woman, on the other hand, will. Calling the call drop.